Talking to the opposite sex can be hard.
It's brutal, bro.
How do you start the conversation?
It's day one.
What do you say to come across as interested but not freak them out?
Man has not been able to crack that code.
And that's just it. You're right. There's never been an answer that we all as a society could agree on.
Since Adam and Eve.
That is... until now.
Wow. We have the code breaker.
Well, no, it's not a code. It's science, baby. Science has the best possible way.
Science my ass up.
To get into a conversation with a potential love connection. First thing, the study says, don't say what you just said.
Science my ass
up. Yeah. This may work until you really start to think about it. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Are you ready for a new tactic that science says is almost guaranteed to get you a date?
Ooh, tack that ass.
You ready?
What?
Ask for help.
To who?
The woman.
To who?
Help me get to you?
No, you idiot.
Like you ask help. Like, I need help settling a debate, or I need...
Not even that.
What is it?
That's what I had in my head.
A study in China looked at a bunch of different ways to make a move, first move, on someone you had never talked to before or wanted to make a romantic impression on. And in this study, they found that, and I quote, asking for, listen, careful, Kimmy, are you ready? Kimmy, are you ready?
Yeah,
ready. The Kimmy on the roof over here. Asking for dependency-oriented help.
So, like, you're having an issue with your phone.
Whatever it is, yeah. Can effectively convey romantic interest and can be readily detected and decoded correctly by the intended recipients. Layman's terms. It's a way in, and while you're doing it, the person you are asking for help will understand that you are hitting on them and happy to help you because you are now dependent on them to succeed in your quest.
Wow.
But the key word is dependency. The study found when you were dependent on someone for help.
So you looked a little bit vulnerable.
And you needed them to do something for you. For example, build a shelf, make a meal. Mm. Only you can help me. It worked every time in this study. Mm. If you were to, however, ask for something like directions or to settle a debate or what time something starts.
Oh, that don't work?
They are not invested as much. It did not work. So, Kimmy, your example you gave would not work.
Interesting.
Does any of this make sense to either of you?
Yeah, so it basically it has to be like something physical that you're going to help me walk through?
Not necessarily physical, but they cannot do it without you.
Okay.
There is no one else that can help me.
Gotcha.
I am dependent on you.
It's a two-person stranded job.
Exactly.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you think this will work?
I mean, I guess it would be a way in, you know, because you're not directly, you know, flirting and stuff. You're just kind of just being another person.
I mean, they say it's a guarantee, though.
No, but at least like your approach doesn't look creepy coming at you.
That,
oh, no?
That's what my initial thought was. You know, you're not coming in right away with like the I'm interested, which some guys that comes off a little creepy sometimes, whether or not you intend to.
Okay, fair enough. So you guys both agree so far this is a good plan.
I think it's the worst way to start a conversation.
It's a shot. Everything else has been a flopola.
Okay. I understand how this could work with someone you already know.
Okay.
Because let's say you have a coworker that you're into.
Yeah.
You interact with them daily. You ask that person to come and help you move, and you don't ask anyone else. That other person is familiar enough with you.
Yeah.
Where you know that's not a crazy request. They have a background to make an informed decision. Maybe that would work. If I have a basis with you, if we're familiar with each other.
Yeah. Well, okay. There's a comfort zone.
Exactly. What the hell could I ask a woman I just met to do for me? That
it would have
come
to be
off.
Something in public. I mean, it wouldn't be something like, hey, can you come over to my car and help me out? You know,
what is that? That's dependent.
That's a serial killer.
Thank you.
Something in a grocery store.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, can you help me find, I don't know what's a good avocado. Something like that, right? Like, because there's an art to picking out the perfect avocado.
You look
avocado.
Right, baby. This look nice and firm to you.
Let's see. This avocado's right, much like that ass. You're telling me.
I noticed you were looking at those cucumbers.
And the answer is smaller. You're telling me, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If a man walked up to you in Wegmans and said, listen, I have no idea how to pick the right avocado, but I need an avocado.
My husband's asking.
Wow.
He can't pick out a good avocado.
Okay.
Very disappointing.
Let's not air our personal grievances while we're trying to figure out how to pick up.
What if I asked like an opinion on something?
I would have no problem walking over to help them pick out an avocado.
What if I just had an opinion? Like, I can't decide what I want here. Have you ever tried...
Yeah.
This, or this. No, would that be an end?
But that doesn't seem like dependency to me.
But
well, she's helping you out
help.
On a task or a situation you're in.
Like, I don't know what to do here. Can you help or point me in the right direction?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, maybe. I don't know.
It starts a conversation, and I mean, nobody's obligated in that moment. She could just walk away if things, if she's not interested in talking to you any further.
But it sounds like all those situations are almost like retail. You're at a store. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I guess you could put it in any.
I'm trying to think of a way you could do that at a in a bar situation, but I can't think of something you would need help with other than something on your phone.
My credit card got declined. I'm dependent on you for me to cover my tab.
I don't know what condom to buy in the men's room. What do you like when you're riding it?
Here's the thing. Kimmy sent this study.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that you thought this would work.
I just think it's not the worst advice.
All right.
It's not the creepiest advice.
What about an opinion? Just give an opinion.
It gives her the chance to engage or not engage without it being awkward.
All right. Okay. I'm surprised you like it. Fine. I get your argument. I am flabbergasted that you think this is a good idea, knowing how you look, and you're now going to make yourself look dependent on a woman.
Well, bro, you got to get it in somehow and take all shots.
Okay, but just because you're going to take
it's not going to hurt you. You're not going to feel as rejected.
What if she does? So what? That's as close as you got.
Okay.
So what?
Yeah, that's what champions speak like. It's as close as we got, and we're fine with it. No.
I think there's less pressure.
Okay. But it even says in the study.
Yeah.
That when you are looking for a favor that is dependent on them, they are aware of what is happening. That's what makes this work. So
it shows a little vulnerability.
Okay.
But she also knows that you're trying to get inside.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it says in the study, that the people recognized immediately, bang, I know what they're trying to do here. All right, 252-WCMF, again, a new study coming out of China, a guaranteed way to get a date. They say guaranteed dependency. Ask someone for help that you are into, but it's got to be something where you are dependent on them, something like building a bookshelf or baking a cake. I cannot do this without you.
Right.
And they will not only be able to figure out what you're doing, they will find it flattering, and the vulnerability thing you brought up also works too. The other issue here, Kimmy, you say this is a good way in because it gives you a chance to talk to someone you're into
while you're doing this task.
And without sounding creepy.
Yeah.
Which would work, which I would think would work well if you're trying to get with somebody at work.
Uh-huh.
No, like you're working on a project. Yeah, I could ask you a question, your opinion on something.
Yeah.
It would be a way in without looking like I'm trying to, like, grab you.
Okay, so grab you.
Grab you.
Not trying to grab you. Not start the sentence with that.
No grabbing
but
here.
But you kind of already know the person at work. You wouldn't need an excuse to talk to somebody at work.
No, that's not true, because you know you're not looking for an excuse to talk to him. You're looking for an excuse to have more time alone
with him.
So let's walk through a scenario, Kimmy, where this is in no way creepy. You ready?
Okay, all right.
So let's play the hypothetical game. Yeah. Kimmy, you and I are both single.
Right. Okay.
And we know each other somehow. Let's say we're coworkers.
Okay.
And I'm going to use now this method to try and pick you up. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kimmy, I need help making a pie for a party I'm going to, but I can't bake. Will you come over to my house and help me bake a pie?
But that's not like in
come
the
over
moment.
To my house and help me bake a pie.
I need
pie!
But maybe you just ask her about pie in general. So, hi, Kimmy. I have
a pie recipe.
I have pie questions.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's not dependency. Asking for a recipe might work, but now I don't get time alone with you. And I want time alone with you.
No, but you kind of, I mean,
pie.
But you are having like a conversation about something. I don't know. It could lead to more conversation, right?
Okay, that's not what I'm looking for here. I'm not looking for more conversation.
Well, you're looking to get somebody at your house, and that's a whole different discussion.
But I guess I can't figure out how I could be dependent on someone where we are not alone together. And that's the goal here, is to get alone with this person, which in itself sounds creepy.
Well, alone in the fact that it's just you two having a conversation doesn't mean there can't be anybody else around.
Right.
Tenting your fingers. Come on to my house.
No, but let's say you had a question, like, you know, they have an interest in something that you also need to buy for somebody.
Okay.
It could be a way in.
Hey, I'm looking to buy a ring for my wife. You want to help me out?
You know what's funny? Is this, I feel like it would work every time for a woman, like the opposite way.
You're 100% right. This would
always
work.
I know
work.
People that they almost like met this way.
And I'll tell you why. This would work literally 100% for women because it takes advantage of men's biggest weaknesses. We need to be needed.
Right. But they already know all this. There is no book on girls, how to pick up a guy.
And that's what's funny. You don't need help.
You're in. You're on third base.
But I will say this.
What?
For a woman to approach a man and say, I can't do this without you, that would be a trap that no man could escape.
Oh,
even
for sure.
That's what I mean. You feel obligated to say yes even if you're not interested.
If you don't even know what you're talking about. You'll immediately become an instant know-it-all
100%.
Just to get them britches.
100%. But even with that, there may be a flaw in the logic of this study.
What's the flaw?
Look, if a man is willing to help a woman where she is totally dependent on him, most likely, like you said, he would have just gone out with her as she asked. All she had to do was say, I am into you and let's see where this goes, and the problem is solved. So what would be the point of asking for that help in the first place if you're a woman, like you said?
Yeah, there's no need.
And if you're a man, if you need to go through all this stuff to get their attention, maybe they wouldn't be into you in the first place if I can't just simply walk up and be like, listen, I am into you. I am so into you. Steely Dan style. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not...
Hey, 19, we can't get...
But I guess, like, the way in with asking for help is now you're giving me a chance to learn something about you before I make that judgment, where if you just walk up, you're like, hey, you're really pretty. Can I have your number? That I'm immediately turned off by that. There's no further conversation happening. It's either yes or no or get out of here.
Okay, but there's a flaw in that logic as well. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Kimothy. We have talked on the show before about how first dates are nothing but lies from two people staring at each other, right? So if this is a goal for you to get to know me, I'm already failing. Because I don't want you to get to know me. I want you to get to know the me that I'm trying to show you.
Yeah.
So the more vulnerable I am, the less chance I have to present this person that I think you want me to be so we can make this work.
But that's meeting somebody for the first time no matter how you meet.
Going to dinner, having drinks,
yeah, but that
going
but
out
that,
on a date
that,
is less vulnerable than please help me.
Help me.
Yeah.
But I don't, I guess I'm failing to understand your point.
Okay, that was harsh, first of all. excuse me, stupid. I don't get what you're trying to say. I don't want to show vulnerability to a woman when I first meet her.
Right.
Why?
Because then you look like a huge wuss.
But she doesn't see it. That's more a you thing than a her thing.
Right, but him, he wants to appear masculine and the man.
You come in too hard with that, then it's a turnoff.
Well, that ain't the only thing that's coming in hard.
Yeah, come on!
Because the bull's coming and the horn's up next.
I don't know how you're married.
You got two dogs.
That's right. Which one are you going to feed? Your horn dog or your vulnerable dog?
And
you feed that horn dog.
Now I'm spraying you with mace. Please go away.
Now I need help getting this mace out of my face, and I'm back in again. I am dependent on you for my eyes to stop burning. There was one more interesting, tiny part of this study.
What was that?
As we talk about, again, these scientists in China use science, obviously, to figure out the guaranteed way to get a date. And they found that being dependent on someone you're interested in would work, asking them, I need you to help me with this. Researchers discovered that people that were already in romantic relationships were likely to see others who asked their partners to help them as, and I quote, mate poachers.
Oh,
so they're moving in on your your woman.
All it took was someone to ask their husband, wife for help, and they looked at them as, you're trying to take my thing. Right.
That makes sense. I mean, people get jealous even if they're just talking to their significant other.
Okay, but here's the problem, right? There are lots of people you work with that actually need your help.
Sure, yeah.
How do you differentiate which one's trying to bang your spouse?
You can't.
Right? I mean, that has the potential to create a lot
of tension
and very uncomfortable situations.
Right.
Yeah, but I guess if you have no other choice but to ask this person for help because they're the only ones that can help you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, in process of elimination.
Like, it made me wonder, like, of, you know, we work with women, you and I, Tommy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the 50s anymore.
No. Ain't your daddy's workplace.
Thanks a lot, U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
How many women in this place have had to go ask for help that if their boyfriend's husbands found out about it would be bothered?
But are you talking more like a stranger asking for that help?
No, I think it's, again, they didn't differentiate stranger
because
you know.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, like, that's
I would think your generation should be comfortable with it.
Why is that?
Because it's been around for a while. Like, you having male and female coworkers go out to lunch, work on projects, you know, day travel for business. I mean, it's a different generation, like my father and even my generation, where I still went to bars where there weren't any women.
Oh, I thought you still did that.
Well, yeah, but now it's different.
No, I mean, jealousy's a fickle monster, right? Despite the fact
I would think jealousy is way down compared to my generation, where you were jealous of everything.
Okay, all right. All right, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
If my wife kept getting a call from the same coworker over and over again asking for help with something that he was working on medically or whatever, right? That's a possibility.
Okay, if it was to the
end. No, but I mean, it's also a possibility that you could get that call over and over again, right? Yeah. Even if it was looking above board, I'd still be a little bit suspicious of that guy.
Okay, but I think it would take a little bit.
Do you think you're better than me because you're a doctor? Have you heard our radio show? No, we got a Josh Allen cardboard cutout.
So you're saying the more often it happens, the more suspicious you are.
Your frequency.
You wouldn't be?
Well, it looks like a
little
bit.
I think you'd kind of get
obsessive.
Used to it.
Unless it seemed obsessive.
I guess. It would be more suspicious, I guess, if she was never going to that person for help, but they kept coming to her for help. Like, there wasn't an exchange there.
But, I mean, somebody could be in a management position.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Kimmy, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You know, your husband, very sexy. As you see over my shoulder here, he's got no shirt on.
Chiseled boy.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah. And, you know, there are obviously female firefighters. Again, thanks a lot, U.S. government. Let's say a couple years from now.
Yeah.
Good-looking, young, female firefighter looks up to your husband.
Why couldn't that happen now?
Well, because now I want you to be more insecure about your place in your relationship. Because right now you seem to have this arrogance of like, me? Who could leave me?
Right.
She thinks she's younger than she is what I'm getting at.
Jeez.
You started this yesterday making fun of when the guy thought I was a Bills player.
Tommy said it first.
But you went after me.
Tommy said it first.
We weren't wrong.
You're telling me. You would not be suspicious of a young, attractive, funny, cooler woman constantly leaning on your husband for advice or help or anything?
Yeah, I'm sure it would bother me.
So nonchalant. Yeah, maybe. You gonna leave this? I go to dent company.
But at the same time, like, I guess I don't... it would have to get to... I don't know if just a phone call from that person would be enough for me to, like... blow up my relationship. You know what I mean?
Would you have a discussion with him about it?
No, because he does get phone calls from his coworkers, so what am I going to say?
Yeah, he does. All hours of the night, too, from what I hear.
24 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have separate bank accounts?
Why?
I'm just saying, if you don't, maybe you should start just in case. No, wrong person. All right, let's take a break.
Right.
Be a man. Be a man.
Okay.
Like, you say this stupid thing.
Yeah.
You get the blowback that you get. You shouldn't have said it in the first place. There was absolutely no reason for it.
But thank God he does.
Well, but here's the thing. Yeah. Like, if he just stood by it, I could respect him more. I wouldn't like it, but I'd respect him a little bit more than what he did afterwards.
Well, who's saying what?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So nobody likes the Chiefs right now outside of the greater Kansas City area.
Yeah.
Everybody is pulling for Philadelphia to go ahead and
which is a
seems
first.
Like it.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Like, hey, man, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? And what makes the Chiefs so insufferable, past controversial calls, past the just unlikability of Patrick Mahomes and his stupid fingers, are the smugness of people who cheer for the Chiefs. And I will say this. I would like to draw a line down the sand.
Okay.
The folks that are at the games that I met in person are the sweetest, kindest people you've ever met in your life.
Good,
right?
Midwestern folk.
Both times I've been to Kansas City, they have been nothing but amazing.
Well, you were in real America, buddy.
It's the folks that don't commit to the team like that. The ones that are on social media. And that's where this story starts.
Whatever.
Because for those who may be unaware, Patrick Mahomes has a famous father.
He was a New York Met, right?
Oh, yeah. His dad, Pat Mahomes, pitched in the majors for years and years and years and years and years. And he's got a weird... in and out in his son's life.
He does. Yeah. He's there, but he's kind of on the side.
So like,
He's had his own battles.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There is NFL Films footage of one of the Super Bowls Patrick Mahomes won.
Mm.
His mother, like siblings, wife are on the inside of the rope on the field.
It's on the Netflix series.
Okay, so you saw it.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
For some reason, his dad is kept outside
of
the rope.
He doesn't have credentials to get in.
Yeah.
And like Patrick Mahomes has to like go out and talk to him, and it's an awkward interaction.
He's like shouting to him, hey, I'm over here, man. I want an autograph.
All right, so after the game on Sunday, Pat Mahomes Sr. Tweets out, and I quote, "Today is a great day to not be from Buffalo."
Okay. Kind of rubbing it in.
Yeah, and that was a bad move.
Yeah.
Because there's that old saying, Tommy, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Mm.
As Kimmy touched on a second ago, Patrick Mahomes Sr. has three DWIs.
Hit one last year.
And did 10 days in jail.
Mm.
So there are a lot of better places he could have been than jail.
Yeah.
I would have picked Buffalo personally.
So that came up. A lot of Bills fans, thousands in fact, replied to him. In fact, they're glad he's not for Buffalo because the roads are a hell of a lot safer while he's not there. He taught a ton of blowback for this tweet. Unforced error, unnecessary, whatever. So how do you make a bad tweet better, Tommy?
Apologize.
Oh, you could do that.
Or just, you know, ignore it.
Move on. You could do that. Well, Pat Mahomes Sr., he did none of those things.
Did he double down?
No, because you could have done that too. Yesterday, Pat Mahomes Sr. came out and claimed his account was hacked.
No, he didn't.
And to God.
What are the odds? A poor guy.
Of all the things.
Can't catch a break.
You puss. You're not mad enough? Yeah. Stand behind your tweet, Mr. Drinky Drivey Drew?
Yeah, because what's he got to lose anyway? It's not like he's going to lose anything by being an ass.
Thank you. And by the way, you're already a much bigger ass than guy who tweets
seems
stupid
like
things.
The least of your problems.
Thank you. Yeah. If there is one thing we've learned that proves his account was not hacked, when celebrity accounts get hacked, they start tweeting out the most horrific things you've ever heard.
Out of character.
Exactly. Racial slurs, like links to fraudulent things that are going to take all your money. Like, it's terrible. Naked pictures of things.
Yeah.
They don't tweet out quips.
Yeah.
What
very
a,
specific things.
What a bitch.
I don't know.
What a bitch.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. You were a major league ball player, and you can't handle people going, hey, by the way, you know that thing you said? You're a drunk. That's why, I mean.
Well, he's probably one of those guys like a lot of guys can dish but can't take.
Okay, well, then don't dish.
Right.
If you can't take, don't dish.
But we know guys that love to bust balls, but as soon as you say something to them, they go into a complete shell.
I just don't get, because, like, how do you not see, as a man?
Well, at his level.
And a man who has had the controversies he's had, right?
In the spotlight.
That if you say that out loud,
there might be some backlash.
All of the fury is coming upon you. And you gave so much ammunition with the stuff you had in your past.
Yep.
Oh, is your butt hurt? Your butt hurt, Pat Mahomes Sr.? Oh, my coke got hacked. You got hacked. You see, I wouldn't say that, guy. I didn't say it. Somebody else said it. Shut up, you bitch.
Do you give him a little slack if he'd been drinking?
No, because you should. He claims he's sober, by the way.
Yeah,
if that
me too.
Was the case.
just started.
No spelling errors either.
I never believe that I'm sober. Never. Any of these hardcore lifer boozers, I never buy into it.
See,
what gives you the impression that he may be a liar based on the story? Sorry, Kimmy.
No, it's okay. No, I mean, it seems to kind of be the go-to excuse now for people who tweet
things. But it never works,
to
your point.
Doesn't give that they realize a little bit later, oh, maybe that wasn't a good look.
That was Anthony Weiner.
There was that.
Yeah, phone was hacked.
Yeah, yeah. And then as we're sticking with Bill's things, when Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld announced that they were getting engaged, Josh Allen's ex-girlfriend replied to somebody who tweeted or wrote to her by saying that, and I'm paraphrasing, she's now with the owner of a team. She doesn't want to be with some guy that's going to have CTE when it's all over. When that got a bunch of blowback, she claimed she was hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, Brittany Williams, that was her name, yes. So 252 WCMF, Pat Mahomes Sr., Patrick Mahomes' dad, tweets out after the game on Sunday, today is a great day not to be from Buffalo, got all of the fury of the world, because again, he's got 3 DWIs, so lots of joke meat on that bone there. He yesterday came out and said, guys, that wasn't me, I'm cool, I was hacked.
Yes.
My account was hacked, and it tweeted out a joke about Buffalo.
I couldn't imagine being a famous person knowing my parents were on social media.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, they got to just, because you're already super hyper aware of your own, everything you put out. You'd also have to be aware of every family member that could say something about you or people that, you know, come out against you. I would just be so worried. You have to worry about so many more accounts than just your own.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, this is something that Patrick Mahomes has a lot of experience with. Not only from his father, his brother is all kinds of problems for him.
He's been in some trouble.
And his wife says and does a lot of things where it's like, what are you doing?
And you think about it,
I just don't know why you want that attention on you.
But like, to your point, like, you're not helping me here. Like, I'm the one who pays all the bills and you're making it. I have to keep walking this stuff back. It's almost like, if I'm paying all the bills, which I'm going to put you all on a financial leash.
Sure, yeah.
And shut up.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Because I'm going to cut it off.
The fact that he hasn't done that gives me the impression that Patrick Mahomes is also that guy, that he has no problem with what's happening.
How do you control that,
though? Well, I guess he's
How do you control it? I mean, to Tommy's point, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. To Tommy's point, I mean, look, I don't mean to sound like 1950s Mike Mulay here, but Brittany Williams is high school sweetheart. He's the most famous athlete in America.
Right.
Stop. Right now.
Well, no.
I have a fish tank. You don't. Stop.
It's a hell of a fish tank, Kimmy.
Brittany Williams.
No, I meant Patrick Mahomes.
I was going to say, how would he control that? You said Brittany Williams.
I'm sorry. His wife, Patrick Mahomes' wife. He could probably control Brittany Williams, too. I don't know. Look at my buddy. Stop talking.
But he may be that person, too.
Like, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
He's agreeing with it. Because remember when Tom Brady's dad went on that
radio show
and saying all that stuff? Yep. But then we found out, oh, Tom Brady's the same way. Because then he went on the radio show, started slamming all his sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, he doesn't even care.
Yeah, but think of just all the ways like a parent could embarrass themselves without even writing something. Like, they liked this.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're following all these porn bots for some reason. Like, there's just so many things you'd have to worry about with the people that, you know, whatever they say or do also affects you.
You know, I will say this. It gives you a new appreciation for couples in the public eye that know how to do this.
Yeah.
Josh and his fiance are definitely examples.
Well, she kind of stays out of, I mean, she, unless she's asked about something, she's not very vocal about their relationship.
I think Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are also an example of this. Like, for as big as that relationship is, and for as white hot the light is on them all the time.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, I mean, he's a douche on the field, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the guy never says anything controversial, right? In fact, he was very complimentary of Josh leading up to that game. There was a quote, and I'm paraphrasing, when asked about Josh Allen. He said that that's the kind of athlete, quarterback he wanted to be. He just never came close to the arm talent that Josh Allen had. Like, I've never heard Travis Kelce, at least that I could think of, say anything where I was like, what a dick.
Yeah, and she's so buttoned up. Taylor's so buttoned up. I mean, that's a freaking machine.
But all it would take is one. I mean, they always have cameras on them at all times. One slip up. There hasn't been a slip up. Where you look at Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes and his brother and his dad and all of the footage that exists where you go. I mean, there's that video of Brittany Mahomes. That's her name, right, Brittany?
Yeah.
Okay. Where she's in the suite spraying champagne unknowingly all over fans underneath her who are like, hey, what the hell here, man? Yeah. You don't have the wherewithal?
No.
And that's somebody else catching it on social media.
And
you know what I mean? Like, that's not even something she put out necessarily.
Right. And you're new money, by the way. Not to sound like a Vanderbilt.
No. You're
but, like, you know, you and him grew up together in Texas, right? That's great. High school sweethearts. It's not like you have the cachet to be like, well, what are you going to do about it?
He's kind of, you know, when I watched that documentary with all those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And he's got all this money. He's got all this fame. But in a way, he reminded me of Elvis with all his money.
Why is that?
I mean, he kind of was like a fish out of water.
Okay.
Like, you know, he had all this money and he was trying to, he did everything he thought rich people do with money.
Who are you talking about? Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Oh. Like, Elvis thought, well, if you're rich, you should have at least four Cadillacs.
Well, that's
and all your relatives should live in your backyard. Like, he reminds me of a kid that's got a good heart, but he doesn't know what to do with the money.
But what's weird about that is, now I understand that his dad didn't come close to the money that Mahomes made, but I mean, as a major league pitcher. I mean,
they did. Yeah. Oh, they led a nice life.
And again, I don't know if his parents were together or when
they
were playing ball.
That's a family, though, that got a lot of attention. You know, where I think about, like, the attention we give somebody that was an athlete here in town.
Oh, you mean like in Texas?
Yeah. Okay. Like where they were from, where he grew up. I'm sure he got a ton of attention.
Sure, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just don't understand. Like, just to recap bullet points here. One, Pat Mahomes Sr., don't be a bitch. Mm. Stand by what you said and take your medicine.
I kind of hope he keeps doing it.
I do too, but like, don't be a puss.
All right.
Well, yeah, by the way, if you do it again, it also blows up your I was hacked theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Two, don't give people ammunition, whether you're anybody else, to take shots at you and then be like, oh, woe is me. Oh. And three, watch your parents.
Do you think Kansas City comes here next year?
Yes.
Do you think the fans are going to light them up?
I don't know. There's probably going to be three or four more things that happen before that when this just gets forgotten.
Okay.
Right? I mean, in the scheme of things to be pissed off about with the Chiefs, this is like 11.
But it is fuel.
I don't know. It irked me so much, not what he said. Stand by it.
Be a man.
You bitch.
All right.